This episode of the Hard Drive DL is brought to you by our friends at Napa Auto Parts. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Welcome to Hard Drive DL, the Hard Drive Radio podcast. My name is Paulie Walnuts. So glad you've decided to join us here today for this excellent episode. For on this episode, we've got Roxy with Billy Howardell of A Perfect Circle. It's going to talk about the new song, The Doomed, the new album, some tour stuff coming up. It's going to be great. Check it out.
Hey, Roxy.
Hi, Billy. Hey, thanks for, taking time to talk to me today. You guys returned to the stage last spring. What was it like getting back on the horse?
I have to say, I mean, I don't know that I've ever said this. Hopefully I'm not being repetitive. It's the best tour, I think, tour experience I've ever had, certainly in play, you know, being a performer. We had a well-oiled machine. The shows were well-attended. I think we played well as a band. You know, the whole crew and touring entourage seemed to be harmonious, and it was great. I mean, in every way, it was great.
Cool. It was posted online that you guys had performed a couple of new songs. One was called Feathers, and the other was called Hourglass, I believe. I don't know if those were working titles, but were those songs complete at the time, or were you guys just sort of starting to stretch and exercise those songs?
I'd say the latter. You know, it's stretching out a demo idea. Let's quickly throw this together. Not quickly throw it together, but, you know, Let's get it together to be played live. You know, it's just kind of a backwards engineering thing. And, you know, those songs are taking on, certainly Hourglass is, you know, tinkering with it still. Feathers, I was tracking yesterday, and I'm probably going to finish it today. I mean, things could still change. So I don't know. There's a little movements that happen on the road. And when you're playing it, there's fine tuning that you do for a live sense that, you know, might not be appropriate for the record either, or, you know, I guess, you know, we're not limited by any rules with this stuff, so you can get, you know, paralyzed by those choices, but it's telling. It's very telling when you're playing it for someone. You know, you could close your eyes and play a song for someone in the studio and kind of feel the energy that's happening with them to a degree, you know, depending on the person. And certainly when you're playing things live, you get an amplified version of that. So yeah, I think we got to feel how people were feeling, and it helps tell us where to go.
Cool. Now, I understand the single is called The Doomed, and it'll be out Tuesday. We're really excited to be playing it on Hard Drive next weekend. The weekend of the 21st, it'll air on our show on 100 stations. What can you tell us about this song? What inspired the start of it melodically?
So melodically, I just scored my first feature film that got finished last year, and it's just a little tiny independent movie, probably not what you would think would be my first score. And it was a cue that I had written with the idea of the movie coming up, not by anything specific inside the movie, but there was part of it that was kind of felt Eastern European to a point, and I was kind of looking for some of that kind of inspiration, and I realized I had written a piece of music a few years ago that just kind of fit. It was just a simple little idea. I didn't think much of it. I kind of presented this little loop, and my working title was, you know, whatever it was, Expelled or something like that, and it was just to show Maynard what I've been up to lately sonically. Not necessarily those are the notes to choose for a new song, but just like, hey, if we want to branch out and kind of take on a more cinematic space, you know, this is where I'm at. You want to meet me here? And he said, you know, flush it out. Give me a song. And I went back in like a day and a half, sent him something. And it's probably the quickest response and most the strongest response I've ever gotten from him on a song right away. So of course, you know, he wrote to it right away. He gave me back, he came over to track vocals at my place like a day or two later. And there was the song. It's one of those ones where, you know, the good ones come together pretty quick.
I love it. I love it. I mean, you've said you're one of those guys who likes to tweak. So when is a song ready for you, and does it have to be pried out of your hands? I mean, how long does it normally take for a song to be done for you?
The Doomed in particular was from the day that I kind of flushed out the little first idea and that he heard the instrumental. It's quite similar to that. You know, production, you track real drums, track real guitars, you know, you kind of get it into a working state. It just got a little wider, a little bigger, a little sharper, and that song was pretty realized. Some of these other ones are different, but The Doomed, it was good because I knew what it was going to sound like before we really started even tracking the final takes on it. Cool. There's other songs on the record that take more exploration and are a little more the atmospheric ones that you're trying to connect in a different kind of way over a length of time. I don't know. It gets tricky. I mean, again, there's no rules, but that's kind of where I'm at today, because the one I'm working on tomorrow that I'm digging in on is going to be, it's going to be a good challenge, but it's how to bend the space and how to get people to close their eyes and kind of pay attention to what Maynard's saying.
Does the music have a different meaning for you once the lyrics are recorded?
Yeah, it does. In the same way that when I, you know, you attach a visual to it, it kind of has a different meaning. And then you go on tour and you have a, you know, concentration of listening to a song in a different place. You know, you get a different assignment of feeling. You know, there's some of these songs that I've worked on vacation, let's say, and I kind of still go back to that. So, of course, hearing what Maynard puts to it, it just reassigns the whole thing. You know, but I always have that musical diary experience that is probably singular to me, because I, just like with our first record with Meredith Elms, it was kind of a musical diary that I kept while working for a lot of different bands, and even as far back as when I first started playing guitar when I was a teenager. And it just kind of took me back to those moments, whether the bass line was written in, you know, a different country, a different city, you know, a drum part could have come together in Sydney, Australia, and the bass line was at Frog. And, you know, it's just those are the things I kind of take away from it and try and give the spirit of how the place is influencing me at the time. But then again, I can be in a dark, boring hotel room, you know, Best Western on a highway, you know, side of a highway, and things can come too. But you know, there's only so much. You got to get out. You got to get out and get influenced by things. It's always good for me to get a little bit of outside influence.
What's the ideal environment for you then to create?
It depends how long. You know, I think that I can do it for. I like the space I'm in now. It's more of a residential kind of, you know, it's a little like living room kind of studio setup, not very sterile. You know, it's pretty warm and cozy. I'm really liking writing in there. That being said, we're tracking in a real studio, and I like that because it's, you know, it's that old adage, you know, write drunk, edit sober. I think, you know, if drunk equals cozy, domesticated, a nice rug with soft curtains, that's kind of what I take as writing drunk in that kind of sense. And then in a studio, everything is perfect, pristine, you know, everything's laid out where it is, there's lots of people around kind of tending to you, and it doesn't need to be as creative an environment. You know, this is work time, this is like, you know, let's lower the ceiling down and get the real work done.
Are you still producing, or did you make a decision to bring someone in?
Yeah, we hired a producer, this guy Dave Sardi, very talented and a wise ass, just good for us. And yeah, we speak the same language. Yeah, so it's nice. It's when Maynard can't be there, Dave and I can work together, and I can, you know, I kind of told him from the start, these are. You know, and Maynard can give his take on it, but I understand what Maynard's desires are, or, you know, what he wants to get to the table. Like, you keep me in line with what Maynard wants, because he's not here to represent what he wants all the time. So, you know, don't let me run amok and lose sight of that. So it's kind of good. You know, you need those governors on you sometimes, or things can get very self-indulgent very quickly.
Right. I would think it could also be, you know, if it was just the two of you, let's say, you know, how do differences get resolved? You know, I want it this way. No, I think it sounds better this way. You know, so I guess it is good to have that third mind in there to hold you apart or, you know, come together.
Yeah. Well, there's wars and battles like anything else. You know, you put your foot down on something you feel very strongly about. It's like any other, you know, anything else. If you've got kids, you teach them that if you want to self-advocate, you better have a good reason for it, and I'll listen to anything you want to make an argument about, you know, but it can't just be because I want that. You know, it's got to be at the end of the day, if we both feel strongly about it, we got to prove it to each other. So, but, you know, that being said, I'll usually bend to what Maynard wants to do because he's writing the lyrics, and the most, you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing is to me that the message that people are going to take from this. It's my job then to work back around whatever he comes up with to make sure that whatever I had in mind or what I felt strong about this or what I felt special about the song is now brought back in the picture. That can be really tricky. And the more Maynard gets into it, which is awesome, he's really engaged. I would say he's the most engaged he's ever been in the process of a record. He's also got defined ideas of what he wants, and so do I. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to make things that are compelling for him to give his best. You know, so it's, and that's, you know, that's a musician/producer's kind of mindset. You know, I'm not just saying, hey, what would be really awesome for me to play on stage. I try not to think of it in those terms. So it's pulled in a lot of directions, I guess.
I mean, this has got to be an interesting situation, I guess. You know, here it is, you know, first new album in 13 years. Lots of things have changed in all of your lives, you know. You know, people get older, more mature, their tastes change. So I can imagine, you know, how the creative process has evolved over the years for you guys in a great way. I think everyone's, you know, got that stability in their lives that, you know, probably enhanced the situation.
Yes, it does. At this time, my fears have kind of been put to rest on that part of mature can have is a you know, can be looked at as a positive and a negative when it comes to music. I mean, I'll just say this: I'm in this band and I'm working with Maynard closely. That being said, I'm also a fan of what he does, so I can step back and say I like this about him. Or if he writes words, I don't have anything to do with that message. You know, that's his message. I can interpret like anyone else. I might hear the lyrics early, but I almost don't like him to explain to me what it's about. I kind of get my own take on it. That being said, what he's doing on this record, I've thought this, but I never said it out loud because it sounded kind of weird, but I've heard it enough times that I can kind of share it and say, he sounds really young. Like, his approach, just even in vocal delivery, forget about words. I mean, the words are amazing, but just the way he's singing. And that's something I don't find with bands that have been around for a while. I think it's something that I think can be lost sometimes. So it's an interesting, it was an interesting little gem on top of everything else that I found that he's got the wisdom of years and the wisdom of years of life experience, the wisdom of making records and what's he going to do next. And this is how he kind of approached this. I couldn't be happier. I mean, you know, of course you want things to go smoother and quicker, but as far as the final product of what this record's coming out to be, I am very excited for people to hear these things, even though we're not done. What's been done so far is, there's a few of these songs I think are the best songs we've ever done. The one in particular, I think, is my favorite ABC song that we've ever done.
Oh, this is exciting. So when do you think this record will be finished?
I think that you know, we're underway. We've got our dry erase board up, marking off things that have got to be done. You just never know. We're about to go on tour, and I have great hopes to go full force in making a record, but, you know, it's hard being on the road and finding the time. If all goes to plan, I think, you know, December. That being said, you never know. We could start knocking it out quicker on the road, or it could be that we really have to focus on going to and from with what we're doing out there. So,
all right. Well, drive safely, and thanks for your time, and we look forward to seeing you sometime along the way.
Thanks, Roxy. Great talking with you.
Thanks again to Billy Howardell of A Perfect Circle for having that conversation with the always amazing Roxy, our fearless leader here at Hard Drive Radio. Thanks to you for listening. We always enjoy having your ears here with us. If you want to hear more from Hard Drive Radio, always go check us out at harddriveradio.com or on the socials at Hard Drive Radio, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And of course, always on your radio. Until next time, I'm Paulie Walnuts. Thanks for listening to Hard Drive DL.
More episodes of Hard Drive DL at harddriveradio.com. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app and keep listening.